Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Blog Talk Extended Show, Business on the Edge, here with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW from Silicon Valley. We are coming to you live from this Power Up, 15-minute Power Up. And we are just excited. I'm excited about sharing some really cool information with you about really your passion, your power, your purpose, and how you obtain that authority. And again, this is Margaret Jackson. I am a radio show personality here in Silicon Valley on AM 1220 KDOW. You can listen to my Friday night live show on KDOW.biz. You can listen live or you can listen on iHeartRadio. And if you are local, you can certainly pick us up on that AM 1220 dial there. So power up, power up, power up. When my son was born, he's now 28 years old, I wanted to make sure he understood his value. And really, when we're born, much of our value and who we are comes from our parents, or should come from our parents. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. Some grow up without their parents. Some have parents who mishandle the gift that they are, mistreat their children, abuse their children, some kill their children. But our responsibility as parents is to invest the very best in this gift that God gives us called children. And my son, an absolute delight, absolute gift, I always wanted him to not question his value, his purpose, his passion, his development of who he would be one day. I didn't want him to one day be in his 20s and he's trying to figure out who he is in some sort of therapy because I failed him or his father failed him as his parent. Were we perfect parents? Absolutely not. We had our challenges and struggles, but I wanted him, whatever he wanted to do, and whatever he was going to grow up to be, I wanted him to be settled in who he is, settled as a boy, as a person with black skin. I wanted him to always know that no matter how anyone looked at him, that it did not change the fact that he is a history maker and world shaker. And I take that from this great, and I call them, if you don't have book mentors, or I call them virtual mentors. I grew up with big book mentors in my late 20s, early 30s. I like learning. And I really wanted to be connected with people who I could not just connect with day to day. You know, these are world figures. And so I adopted them, if you will, for lack of a better term, as my book mentors, like John Maxwell, the leadership phenomena, the leadership guru who's going to tell you the principles of leadership and how successful people when and how successful people think, and the Brian Tracys and the Tim Stories, who I grabbed this history maker and world shaker, motivational speaker. And so when my son was born, I would tell him, you're a history maker, you're a world shaker, you're a leader. And that's how he is. And he's not arrogant. He's just very sure of who he is today. And that's what we gave him. And I say all that to say that along that path, along that road, we helped him realize, come into knowing his passion. And it took some time for him to really figure out what he really wanted to do. You know, for him, at one point, he wanted to be a drummer. At another point, he wanted to be, you know, in sports. And then, but he got connected with what stuck was the drawing. He wanted to draw. And so I'd get him all of these things and gave him the freedom to explore. And he's fortunate to have that kind of upbringing. And if you didn't, it is not too late for you to really dial into what is really your passion, because this is really the way it works. Realize passion puts you in a position, because passion, you have to do something with it. You can't just say, you know, I'm really passionate about cooking. So how do you take that passion and develop it? So you have to connect with the right resources, the right education, the right opportunities to develop it. And when you develop that passion, it turns into or morphs into, it grows into power. And there's this old Latin word, potere. And it really, in its basic form, means the ability to do something. So you're capable of doing something, not like dunamis power, which is like a dynamite power. But the power that you develop in your life to do something. But it first comes from your passion. Because passion pushes you towards a thing. It pushes you towards and gravitates you towards something in you, that pull for you to want to know more about how to, maybe it's computers, maybe it's culinary, maybe it's theater and acting, maybe it's sports, maybe it's politics, maybe it's healthcare. But you can't just let it be the dream. Passion is, that's where the dream lies. That's where the dream percolates. So you begin to take classes, you begin to develop that power, your ability to do something. Power is so, you have to understand that your power and what you have allowed yourself to develop and grow into is the very thing that ignites the purpose in your life. We have experiences, and there's different things that can ignite purpose, but develop power is definitely one of those catalysts. And, you know, you hear terms like, they've given me the power to, they give me, really, really, people don't give you power. They give you authority to exercise the power that you yourself took time to develop in your life. You got your MBA, you got your doctoral degree, you got your Juris Doctorate, you got your, you know, your PhD in whatever field. And then you got to work. And then you started climbing that corporate ladder. And then you started, as if you're an attorney, you started practicing law. Now you're a judge. No one ever gives you the authority to do anything unless you have developed the power within it, igniting that purpose. We walk around and says, well, why am I here? Why am I here? What am I here for? And you have to understand the why you are here is not external, it's internal. So you have to look within yourself and really do an analysis, a self-analysis, and we do this in business before business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs want to get into entrepreneurship and say they don't know exactly what it is, but they know what they want to be an entrepreneur. So we do this assessment. And this assessment looks at what you will and won't do. What are things that you won't do? Like, I will never be a brain surgeon. I will never be a doctor. I will never work in the medical field. I am not comfortable with it. I think those that do it are fantastic, but it's just not my lot that I'm passionate about. So I'm never going to do it. And if I had to do it, I wouldn't be happy doing it. You know, when people are working jobs that they just absolutely hate because they're trying to make ends meet. But if you live your whole life without igniting the purpose in your life, that is a terrible, terrible, terrible waste. And we want you to fulfill your purpose. I want to fulfill my purpose. My purpose is doing this sort of stuff. Igniting you, encouraging you, motivating you, helping you to gain understanding of who you are. No one gives you power. They give you the authority. I'm going to prove it to you in just a second. But I want to say this first. No one gives you authority without the developed power in your life. I'll give you an example. You're a doctor. Great ER doctor in, let's say, Stanford. You're a Stanford medical ER doctor. And you go travel on vacation to Europe, to Israel, to wherever you go vacation. And you're bored. Maybe you're like, you know, I really enjoy the work that I do. I think I'm going to go down to the ER and I'm going to go help out. And you walk in, you are fully qualified. You have developed the power in your life to execute medical care. But you have no authority to walk in any ER on the planet other than the ER that you have been given authority to work in. If you do, it is not going to go, I'm sure, well with you. They're going to kick you out on your ear. Thank you, doctor, but no thank you. We don't know anything about you. We're sure that you've done great things, but even if they know you, if you don't have the authority to operate there, you will not be able to do so. So you first have to realize your passion. What is it? It's in you. It's not external. It's in you. Do a self-assessment. There's a lot of self-assessments out there. Do a self-assessment test. And then develop that passion into a power that you can exercise and use and work, because people who are in authority recognize the developed power in your life and want to give you opportunity. And those opportunities, because you develop that power, it ignites that purpose in you. Don't live your whole life without your purpose being fulfilled and completed. So if you want authority, you first have to go through these steps. You have to realize your power, passion. You have to develop the power. You have to ignite your purpose. Ignite it in you. Ignite that purpose. And when you do that and you bring those things together, there's something special about bringing those three things together, passion, power, and purpose, that is just explosive. You're not just living any kind of life. You're living the ultimate life. You're living the life that is mind-blowing. You have shot for the stars and you're amongst the stars. You are doing the things that you will leave legacies because of it. And we need you to do that. You listen to Margaret Jackson. Tune into my show on Friday nights, AM 1220 KDOW. I'll be back with you tomorrow for a Power Up 15 minutes, and we're going to go a little bit deeper on really living your life in this powerful state. And when people who can't handle your power, your person, and they're jealous, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to give you some insight on how to deal with that, because that's not your problem. That is their problem. We're going to talk about it and give you some freedom there. Be good to someone out there. I'm out of here.